We're pleased to be joined by Jeff Winton. He is the founder and chairman of the nonprofit Rural Minds. Also joining us is Nikki Schaefer, Director of Occupational Health and Wellness at Pfizer. First of all, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you
for having us.
All right, so 'tis the season, and for most folks, it's a glorious season. You know, happy holidays, it's full of joy. But for others that people don't tend to think about, it's not a joyful time for them. And a new study that's out that is hitting rural areas even more so than urban and suburban areas, and that's suicide rates. And both Jeff and Nikki are here to talk about that. And let's talk a little bit about this study where suicide rates among people in rural areas are estimated to be 64% to 68% higher than when compared to living in large urban areas. So how did they come up with this study and these figures? And I'll start with Jeff.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mario. First of all, the statistics we're going to be talking today, by and large, have come from the CDC. So it wasn't a study per se, but it was a survey that the government does periodically addressing this topic. And I'd like to start by acknowledging what's happened in your particular area. Obviously, Harrisonburg is very important to the world in the poultry industry. And just knowing the impact that avian influenza has had on the poultry industry, both poultry producers, those who are involved in the poultry industry, and veterinarians, it's exacerbated the issue in an area like where your listeners are living and working. Across the state, there are issues in Virginia. As a matter of fact, the statistics that we recently gathered is that over 1.1 million adults in Virginia have reported some type of a mental health condition. And that statistic is actually more than four times the population of Richmond, Virginia. One thing that is particularly of interest and concern for me is the impact this is having on young people in the state of Virginia. The statistics that we have gathered demonstrate that almost 60% of Virginians aged 12 to 17 who may suffer from depression have not received any care this year. So we do have a growing situation. We, of course, have a situation in rural America where you don't necessarily have access to a lot of the mental health care that you have in urban and suburban areas. But one of the main things that we like to remind people about is the stigma that is responsible for this. Mental illness is highly stigmatized, especially in rural areas. And people aren't comfortable talking about depression. They're not talking about mental health issues of other natures, including substance use disorder. And the first key to seeking assistance and getting the help that anyone needs is admitting you have an issue and feeling comfortable talking about it. But unlike urban and suburban areas where we've made a lot of strides over the years and people are at least now admitting they have an issue and are talking about it, people in rural areas still consider this to be a character flaw or something to be embarrassed about. And we need to get beyond that.
Jeff Winton, founder and chairman of the nonprofit Rural Minds, is here, and so is Nikki Schaefer, Director of Occupational Health and Wellness at Pfizer. And of course, to help folks prepare for the holidays, Rural Minds, in conjunction with Pfizer, seeking to put a focus on the mental health challenges that affect rural Americans. And Nikki, how did Pfizer get involved with this?
Pfizer really believes in the health and well-being of everyone and wants to see that conditions like mental health and so many others are brought to the forefront and able to be cared for and meet the needs of those that need assistance.
Key goal of the campaign is to destigmatize and provide a sounding board about mental illness and also provide actionable mental health information and resources. How are they doing that?
through these endeavors with partnering with Rural Minds and really getting these messages out about what can cause the additional stressors over the holidays and tips on how we can manage those additional stressors and get the support we need. So our partnership between Pfizer and Rural Minds has been paramount in getting that message out across the United States.
Jeff, a lot of the challenges of the holiday season, we touched on it a little bit, increased stress, also financial strain, unmet expectations, unhealthy coping mechanisms that are in conjunction with all of that. That's the challenges, correct?
That certainly is correct, Mario. And again, especially in rural areas where you already have an economic instability caused by what's happened in agriculture, again, such as what's happened in the poultry industry in your area, or what's happening in the dairy industry where I farm in upstate New York. It's a constant roller coaster and uncertainty from an economic standpoint. So you take that and then you put it against some unrealistic expectations that come with the holidays, such as gift giving and entertaining. And it becomes very problematic for those who are already struggling. You also, this time of year, have great isolation, and people are already feeling lonely. And especially if you've gone through some type of trauma, if you've suffered some type of a loss earlier in the year, those feelings become magnified during times where everybody is expected to be happy and joyous and, you know, just loving life. And if you're struggling, that is not the case. So I like to remind people that we serve through Rural Minds, which is a national nonprofit organization solely focused on the 46 million people that live in rural America. I like to remind them that it's okay to say no. It's okay not to attend a function if you're not feeling up to it. It's okay not to buy an extravagant gift if you can't afford it. So a lot of this begins with the individual and just setting those parameters and ensuring that people struggling know that they have a say in the matter and it's okay to say no this time of year.
We're talking with Jeff Winton, founder and chairman of the nonprofit Rural Minds, also Nikki Schaefer, director of occupational health and wellness at Pfizer. And it seems like that's one of the toughest words to say, no, because, you know, everybody wants something, whether it be time, whether it be finances, whether it be help. And it's hard to say yes. And saying no, as you just mentioned, it's kind of tough, but it's something that at some point you have to do.
Absolutely. You really need to look at how you can keep focus on your own health and well-being. And it's so easy to give and give and give, and yet you can't give, there's an old saying, you can't give from an empty kettle or pot. And it's true, you can't. How are you being able to give to others when you are so empty inside? So you really have to take care of yourself and really look at those ways that you can care for yourself. And one of the other challenges is to something that you said, Mario, and at the beginning was this is a time of year at the holidays where people seem so happy and so joyous. And sometimes that leads to even further personal expectations that we set for ourselves that are unrealistic, that, oh, see, there's something really wrong with me because everybody else is happy and I'm sad. And how do we get past that as well? And it's looking for ways to decrease those stressors in our life and really set up those realistic expectations of what we can expect of ourselves and ask others for assistance also.
All right, we've talked about the challenges and we've talked about the symptoms and we talk about there are some folks that are going through this. Now let's talk about solutions and how we can help and how folks can help people that aren't feeling so happy and so joyous during the season. How can we help them? Let's talk about some potential solutions.
Well, first of all, it really is that prioritizing your self-care. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure you're staying active. And a lot of our jobs may be physically active, but it's doing something different than that. It's going for a walk. It's being outside in nature a bit. There are definitely positives to getting that sunshine, even if we're in cold areas. Still, just having a bit of sunshine on our face can really impact how we feel. And setting those realistic expectations for ourselves and for others, we need to look at what can we really do, and we don't need to give in to society or family expectations. It is learning to say no, even if you can say no one time this holiday season at a time where you wouldn't have normally done so, that is definitely a positive success. And planning your stressors where you can. If you can delegate responsibilities, if you can set boundaries, maybe you don't go to every event. And the loneliness, remembering that loneliness doesn't just come from literally being alone without people around you. You can be emotionally lonely when you don't have those good relationships. So how can you stay away from those situations to help your own mental health and state of mind? And then just seeking support professionally or, it doesn't have to be an or only, seeking support from friends or trusted family members or others that you know may have experienced similar challenges, and really just recognize that it is okay to not feel okay.
Very good. We're talking with Jeff Winton, founder and chairman of the nonprofit Rural Minds, as well as Nikki Schaefer, director of occupational health and wellness at Pfizer. For those that are not familiar with the nonprofit Rural Minds, Jeff, talk about that and what they do, and if folks want to find out more information on them.
Yeah, thank you very much for asking about Rural Minds. We are a relatively new not-for-profit organization founded 3 years ago. Out of a family tragedy that happened in my farming family in upstate New York, where my 28-year-old nephew, who was a dairy farmer, was struggling in silence with depression. And before the family knew it, he died by suicide. And it became very apparent after my nephew died that there was a huge and growing need in rural America to have greater mental health equity and advocacy for those 46 million people that live in rural America. It's 14% of our population. Yet a lot of the services and resources up until recently have been much more readily available and focused on people that live in urban and suburban areas. So we are the only nonprofit organization in America that is solely focused on mental health in rural America. And a lot of information we have aggregated over the last 3 years be found on our website, which is ruralminds.org. There's information about what we're talking about today, our partnership with Pfizer, which we're extremely grateful for. But there's also a lot of other topics and a lot of other resources that one can find by going to ruralminds.org. As we said at the beginning of this, there is a growing epidemic in rural America because of many factors that come to play in living in more rural, isolated areas. Every 11 minutes in this country, someone dies by suicide. And so we're really focused on ensuring that people understand there is help, there is hope, but you need to admit you have an issue and you need to know where to go for assistance.
And part of that is dialing 988 for 24/7 support, correct?
That's correct. Not only is that very helpful during a time of stress when you may need someone to talk to, but as importantly, after your time of trouble is over, the operators, who are trained mental health professionals, by the way, will help you find resources in your local area that can continue to help you on your journey of recovery.
Jeff Winton, founder and chairman of the nonprofit Rural Minds, also Nikki Schaefer, director of occupational health and wellness at Pfizer. Man, we could talk for hours about this, but I'm out of time. I thank you for your time and getting this important message out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mario.